From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Close associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin figure prominently in the Panama Papers, the leaked financial documents that shocked the world this week when it was learned that a number of world leaders and other well-known people used offshore accounts to hide money. Revelations drew little more than a shrug in official Moscow. Russian commentators say that nothing in the Panama Papers directly linked Putin with any criminal act. Alexei Navalny, the well-known Russian corruption fighter and opposition leader, does not agree. He told The Voice of America in an interview that he can envision every serious consequence arising from the Panama Papers disclosures. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its Gulf allies have many issues shared by all parties. His comments followed talks with Gulf Cooperation Council ministers in Bahrain.
President Obama believes very much as I do that in this critical period, a very close and constructive communication between us is more than essential. It is critical to the ability of all of us to meet the security challenges and the economic challenges of the region.
Mr. Kerry also announced new aid for Yemen, where a U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition has been leading airstrikes against Houthi rebels who were supported by Iran. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says he will step down from his current term as over in 4 years. In 2015, he won re-election amid poor turnout, international criticism, and an opposition boycott. This is VOA News. The United Nations top representative for Syria says he plans substantive discussions with Syrian government and opposition parties. That'll be next week in hopes of kickstarting Syria's political transition process. Lisa Schlein has our report.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the next round of Syrian peace talks will resume next week. But he's a bit vague as to the starting date. He says that is the beauty of having what he calls flexible proximity talks. Since the warring parties refuse to meet face-to-face, the UN envoy shuttles from one delegation to another. Therefore, he says, it is not necessary for all the delegations to be present at the same time. He says he expects staggered arrivals to begin early next week, with earnest negotiations set for April the 13th. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Belgian police have released new video of a wanted Brussels airport bombing suspect, even as the lawyer for a Paris attack suspect says his extradition may take a few more weeks. The Brussels airport attacks, along with the suicide bombing at a metro station in Brussels about an hour later, killed 32 people, wounded more than 340. A religious charity in Pakistan that the United States has designated as a foreign terrorist organization has confirmed it is running a special tribunal in the city of Lahore, where disputes between rival parties are settled according to Islamic law. Local media say the controversial charity known as the Jamaat ud-Dawah has established the Islamic court separate from the regular judiciary at its headquarters in the capital of Punjab. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are feuding over who's qualified to be the country's leader, trading contentious barbs, even as they made a nominal effort to cool the rhetoric between them. Here's Bernie Sanders.
You know, if you want to question my qualifications, let me suggest this, that maybe the American people might wonder about your qualifications, Madam Secretary.
And Clinton spoke in New York, which holds a primary on April the 19th.
I don't know why he's saying that, but I will take Bernie Sanders over Donald Trump or Ted Cruz anytime. So let's keep our eye on what's really at stake in this election.
Meantime, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest opponent Ted Cruz are feuding over what New York values mean. In sports news, the Augusta National Golf Course played out just right for some people as the 80th Masters Tournament got started Thursday, defending champion Jordan Spieth atop the leaderboard. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.